It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Joining us in the studio is Caleb Fitzpatrick and Emily John, known as MJ.
The MJ?
The MJ. I like that. That's exciting. All right. So we have you in here. Caleb, we were talking just a second ago. I've been calling you the stats guy because you do stats for the D3 men's hockey team. But it's interesting because you're not the stats guy. You have a different title, don't you?
I mean, technically, yeah. I mean, the stats guy is basically the brunt of it. My technical title is like the director of analytics.
Sounds a little better.
Yeah, that sounds a lot better.
So much more official.
I feel like I just like messed up. Like, yeah, he's the CFO, not the CEO.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm behind the scenes kind of guy. I do a lot of, I basically do some serious note taking on the games. I sit up in the press box and I write everything that happens down.
I left my phone charger in the booth one night after a broadcast, and I had to run in on Sunday morning for the real early D3 game that we didn't broadcast, and you were just sitting right there in the booth with your big notebook, and I had to reach under the desk and grab my phone charger.
Yeah, a lot goes into all of the stuff that I write down, but basically it just, you know, we go to with the coaches and we break it all down and we see what it means for the team and mix things up as we need to do so. So it's really not that glamorous of a job. I'm really not even, Joe Mixey is obviously not here today, but I know that he's normally on the show and he's the one who asked me to come in. I really wasn't sure why in the world he wanted to talk to me. MJ is, you know, first pair defenseman for the women's D1 team, so I think she's the one you guys really should talk to. You know, she actually plays hockey, so. Yeah.
She actually does it. All right, MJ, what brought you to Liberty, and how is playing on the D1 team? You're a star defender.
Ooh.
Got eight points.
I didn't say star.
Okay. No. So brag about yourself, because Caleb just did.
It's kind of his job.
But. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I don't know. I had never heard of Liberty before. It was honestly by chance that I came here. I was sitting in my guidance office in my high school doing some physics, and there was an interview going on, and there was only like two people for the Liberty. Like, universities would come in and talk about like their school and stuff.
Right.
And there was a Liberty one going on behind me in the guidance room. There was like two people, and they said, "Oh yeah, we have hockey." And like my ears perked up. I was like, "You guys have hockey?
What?
What?
So what?
The school in Virginia has hockey?
Really?
What? And they're actually good at it?"
Yeah, the girl like bragged it up, and I was like wearing my hockey sweater. So I was like, "Yeah, you know, like, yeah, I play hockey.
I kind of play a little.
I dabble." And so I just contacted the coach, and then we went from there. And here I am, 12 hours from home.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of 12, you guys have won 12 straight, I think, going into Nationals or something around there.
Yeah, we've had a real awesome winning streak so far.
So having that many games in a row winning, what does that mean going into Nationals? What does that start next week, starting up?
Yeah, it's over spring break. Yeah, so it pretty much just sets up our game times really well. So we ended up first in our first in the nation, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you're seated number one.
Yeah, we're seated number one.
Number one seed.
Awesome.
Oh, man. That's
yeah, so that means
fun.
We get to play the number 8 team.
Yeah, so. Which is Minnesota, which you guys didn't play them this season. So
we didn't. No.
And I'm pretty sure that this is one of those teams that has been nationally televised and shown before.
Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, Minnesota. Same situation, they kind of just snuck in at the very end, and they ended up beating Liberty, and they won it all. They were just this random team that comes in and just destroyed everyone. So we're not nervous to play them because, I mean,
you're awesome.
We love ourselves.
At least you admit it.
Yeah, I whatever. But we're still cautious of that Minnesota's kind of like one of those tricky teams that you really don't know what to expect coming into it.
I gotcha. All right, so we're going to kind of flip-flop this a little bit too, because Caleb, you've got the D3 team. You've got, you know, all the stats and things like that. They had their first regional win this year. Yep. They defeated UNC Wilmington, which was really exciting, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Jim Brady with a big goal in overtime to give Liberty the first win at Division III regionals in school history.
Okay, so tell us how that experience was, though, because if you're there for like every game, you're writing these stats, like there's got to be a moment where you just are kind of so excited that you don't know how to process, like, whoa, that was awesome, and I have to write this down. Like,
yeah, kind of. That's part of it, obviously. You know, there's part of me that, you know, your heart gets involved and emotions is part of every sport, but it's really important to really focus on the task at hand, I guess. And so, you know, you try not to get caught up in the swing of things. I tell you, Coach Brett McGibbon is a lot better at that than I am. But he's been teaching me recently that, you know, like, if your heart is, you're letting it sway up and down as the game ebbs and flows, then, you know, when critical decision-making time comes, you know, you're not able to make that decision. You have to kind of calm yourself down first and then make the decision. So it's really important to just kind of detach from the game, I guess, a little bit, and just focus on doing your job. And that's true for everybody, you know, whether it's the players, whether it's the coaches, whether it's me sitting up in the booth, just making sure that, you know, you're not all over the place with your emotions, because then you start to miss things and you can't do your job. So things like that happen, you know, it's really cool to see and really cool to be a part of, but at the same time, it's kind of like it's another day at the office, I guess, right? Yeah, so.
Caleb, we had D3 hockey player Zach Mitchell in studio a few weeks ago, right before regionals took place. He took the political stance for the team. He didn't want to tell us any crazy stories going around or anything like that. You know, he's being very nice. And being around the D3 team a lot, I'm sure there's a lot of characters there. Have you seen anything crazy being around the team so much? Any crazy stories?
They're coached by Rhett. Like, Rhett McGibbon is their coach. There has to be something.
I mean, yeah, on every hockey team.
Is there a story behind Rhett? You need to know, Jacob?
No, he's just... I've worked with the guy for 3 years. I know he's crazy.
Okay.
In, like, the just best way.
Jacob's like, what? Who said who what? Yeah, no, next question.
Rhett's crazy in the best way. I think anyone who has worked with him knows that.
Yeah, I mean, you've got characters on every hockey team, so D3 is no different. You know, starting with Rhett McGibbon, as Jake mentioned, the guy's a special dude, unique, but he's great to work for. I know all the players love playing for him. As far as unique crazy stories, nothing that's out of the ordinary. It's just the same stuff. You know, when you get 20 college kids in a room all working for the same goal, like, of course you're going to have guys with different personalities, and I don't know.
I feel like a bunch of hockey players, like six alpha males, put them on, you know, the ice at the same time. There are a lot of things that could happen, or at least five on the ice at the same time that could, you know, probably go wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely, but that's true of any sport. You know, a lot of players, you know, a lot of competitors, I guess, are alpha males, as you said, but, you know, at the same time, there's a common goal, and that common goal is to win the game and eventually, you know, win a championship, right? That's why all of us do what we do, and so, you know, when you have that common goal in mind, it's, you can set the egos aside, you can set the, you know, the player-first mentality aside and focus on really winning the game for the team or winning a championship for the team, because that's what it's all about, so... Yeah, D3 actually did a great job at that this year. We really came together at the end of the year, won a few big games late, and then obviously we came up with a big win at regionals. So that was really cool to see. Yeah.
All right, you took the political view again. So what about you, MJ? Anything for the D1's women hockey team? Anything strange? Zach was mentioning, he did tell us one story where one of his teammates washes his hands before putting on any piece of equipment. So he goes back and forth between the sink. Every time he puts on a new piece of equipment, something weird like that that goes on. What about for you in your locker room?
That's odd.
just a little weird.
That's a little odd. I have heard weird. That.
Judgment.
We just have mostly, like, I think this is in a lot of athletes where they're just very superstitious. So we just have a lot of girls that do handshakes. I don't know if you've noticed, or if anybody that's ever watched a women's hockey game. Of ours, we have a lot of people that do handshakes before our game, like on the ice, which is, I think, unique. I've never seen that before coming here, but that's about the only thing. Nothing really in the dressing room. I like to put my stuff on the right side first.
No double socks or anything like that?
Just right.
No double socks.
Like, I had a guy when I played basketball the year before, one of my friends, our junior year, he would always wear his basketball socks on the wrong foot because he did it one time on accident. and they won. So he just did it for the rest of the season. Would wear the left sock on the right foot. Nobody does weird stuff like that, or
no.
She's like, no,
we're normal. That's why we're going to nationals.
Yeah. 24-1, like come on.
We just win games. We don't do any of the weird stuff.
Yeah, sorry.
We just kill it. What about so we were talking about the D3 and alpha males and how that can play out. What about the competitiveness between like just the team during practices? Do you guys ever get into it where it's like, everybody, of course, they want to achieve the same goal. Do you guys ever just get into it?
Oh, yeah. There are some moments where it's, like, can get pretty heated. I mean, the girls with bubbles, like, the fish bowls, you can't scratch them. Like, if you accidentally, like, get snow on it, things can get a little heated.
Okay, so, like, explain heated.
So,
is this, like, five for fighting, like, boom, you know, throw them to the ice, or is this, like,
yeah,
I'm not talking to you anymore?
If, so girly, like, I'm mad at you, right?
I don't know how it works.
Yeah, if you got, like, a scratch on the fishbowl, like, you gotta watch your back. You're about to get... I've been hit into the boards by a friend of mine, or CJ, a defenseman. I used to, like, we'll sometimes get partnered together during practice, and you gotta make sure if you're aggressive to her, you're gonna get it right back, so...
I could see that. Just watching you guys play all season, I could see that.
Yeah.
Well, going into playing on the ice now again, Nationals heading up, what's one key that your team needs to do to go far in Nationals? What's most important for success?
Well, just obviously winning all of our games.
There we go.
That's number one. I think something really important will just be communication for us. We potentially might be down a few players, so we're gonna have to. Everyone's gonna have to step up to fill some of these spots that are, you know, played by big players for our team, and we may be missing them. So we all have to step up in that one, fill their shoes, which is gonna be a big challenge for us. So that's probably our biggest one there.
Okay, so I do have a question, one more for Caleb. Okay, you're from Florida.
Yeah.
Right now it's March.
Yes.
And we're having our first winter, like, day of this year, I feel like.
Yeah, it's freezing cold outside.
Exactly. This was actually
she's
where
from
I was
She's from Canada.
Going.
She's
from Ontario. Yeah. So this has got to be, like, super, like, oh, okay.
I melt every day.
It's just too hot. It's like, horrible. I can't deal with this. What about you, Caleb?
Oh, it's freezing cold here. It's 80 degrees in my house right now, and it feels like 90 because of the humidity. I mean, this is...
that's a little too much. Yeah. Summer
starts mid-February.
This is beach weather now. Yeah.
I was about to say that sounds nice, and I was like, oh, wait, humidity, Florida, no.
The humidity can be brutal in the summers, but it's really nice because, you know, it's warm when the sun goes away, and, you know...
That's true. I was outside last night.
There are pros and cons to it, for sure.
Okay, so, I mean, MJ, you being down here, has there been any, like, actual altitude change that's taken place where you've had to get used to it? Because, like you said, you're sweating. Like, it's hot.
Yeah, I don't know how to, because in the mornings, it can be, sorry, I'm going to talk in Celsius for a second.
That's awesome. That's great.
In the morning, it's, like, around 8 degrees, and you're like, oh, it's a little chilly. I could use, like, maybe a flannel. Right, and then by noon it's 30 degrees out, and I'm like hot, just sweating, just totally unprepared. Like,
yeah, that's the thing around here. I've lived in this
layer up, just layer up.
Like throw stuff in your bag. You gotta be prepared.
You just never know what to wear in Lynchburg.
Just never know what to wear.
Because except in like peak summer and dead of winter, you don't know what the weather's gonna be by 2 o'clock in the afternoon when you get up in the morning.
And then randomly rains too.
Yep.
All the time. I just...
Drenchburg, Virginia. We call it that for a reason.
It's just, you know, one day you're like, oh, it's sunny and it doesn't feel that bad. I'm not going to bring a jacket or an umbrella.
Yeah.
Out of class, drenched.
Yep. Back home, I know in the winter, I'm just like, bring the parka, snow boots, snowshoes, and I'm going to set all winter. And then I love that.
Well, that's awesome. We really appreciate you guys coming on here. Best of luck, of course, in the tournament. That's going to be the 15th. You guys play Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
We'll definitely be rooting you on. And Caleb for the stats.
Your future stats.
Your official title again.
Director of Analytics.
Director of Analytics. It's my bad. I'm going to get it right. Thank you guys so much for coming on.